Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So plastic surgery requests have been soaring for women and men. Many times it's because of the way people look on social media. We want to hide a feature that seems that we can't filter out or change. And the taboo that plastic surgery used to have has now completely reversed, and people are very open about the plastic surgery and the things that they do and add and have done. The only thing I've had was, and not that y'all want to hear about it, is I had a lift done because after babies and breastfeeding, I needed to be able to still run. It was almost impossible. So I had that done, and I was so grateful I did. It was expensive as hell. And the recovery was a pain in the butt, but I've never regretted it, and I'm very glad. Now, I haven't done anything to the face, haven't done anything, no liposuction yet. I probably need it, but no Botox, none of that, no fillers, and I'm a little nervous. One, because I just don't want to, once you start, you can't stop. But also, I just don't want any side effects. I don't want anything bad happening. Well, because plastic surgery is so expensive, especially in America, people are finding ways to do it cheaper across the border. And state and federal health officials are warning U.S. residents to cancel their planned surgeries that they are planning to do in Mexico after five people from Texas who got procedures there came back and developed suspected cases of fungal meningitis. One of them died. The five people who became ill traveled to Matamoros. That was that same city where that family, that the woman and three men went. They called it the tummy tuck, whatever. And they were going to Matamoros, and then they got caught in some crossfire between gangs and cartels, and then two got shot, and then the other two got released and got to go back to America. So Matamoros is known to attract people for plastic surgery. It's across the border from Brownsville, Texas. The thing is for them to do surgery, they have to use an anesthesiologist, and the anesthesiologist has to put in, has to either sedate you, or if they want to numb part of your body without you being completely out, they'll use an epidural. And an epidural is an anesthetic that they inject into the spinal column. Now, I don't know if you remember that, was it Framingham? There was a compounding pharmacy years ago where their steroid got contaminated with a fungus. So when the doctor did the steroid injections into the back, they basically injected fungus into the spinal cord, causing a meningitis, which is inflammation of the meninges, the lining of the spine and the brain. That could be very deadly. Texas Department of Health of State Human Health Services said four are currently in the hospital. One has already died. They were between the ages of 30 and 50 years old, or they are between the ages of 30 and 50. The federal CDC issued a travel advisory Thursday for U.S. residents seeking medical care in Matamoros. As we discussed, and ABC News is saying, meningitis is the swelling or inflammation of the protective covering of the brain and spinal cord. Symptoms are fever, headache, stiff neck, nausea, vomiting, confusion, photophobia, which is sensitivity to light. You could get meningitis by a virus, by a bacteria. Trauma can do it, where you have bleed and blood and then inflammation, or fungi. Fungal meningitis is scary. Now, you could spread viral and bacterial meningitis to others. Fungal is harder. Usually a fungal meningitis is because something got injected into you. U.S. and Mexican authorities are attempting to find the source of the infection, whether the cases are linked. The CDC urged anyone who had an epidural injection of anesthetic in Mexico after January 1 to watch symptoms of meningitis. Patients in Texas began showing symptoms 3 days to 6 weeks after surgery. People leaving the U.S. for prescription drugs, dental procedures, surgeries, and other medical treatment, it's called medical tourism, is common. Besides Mexico, many people will go to Canada, India, Thailand. I've had a lot of patients that have traveled back from Latin America, Costa Rica. Some of the procedures look great. Some were completely botched. And so it's scary. And, you know, individuals want to have procedures done, and they don't want to spend the money. And when they hear that a procedure can be done a heck of a lot cheaper somewhere else, and they say, we use all the same medicines, you could see the medicines, everything's clean, sterile, we're all board certified, here's our certificates. It just doesn't have the oversight that American doctors do. And mind you, there are people who aren't doctors performing procedures in America. They get arrested because they're practicing medicine without a license. But you need to really thoroughly investigate and research who your provider is. Fortunately, the medical boards make it very easy. They have licensing lookup. You hit that button. You type in the name of the doctor. They give you his reports. You could also tell by age. You know, some people say, wait a second, this John Smith looks like he's 25. Meanwhile, John Smith on the medical board graduated medical school in 79. So you need to, again, double check what you're researching and make sure somebody's pretending to be somebody else and they're not, and they're fully qualified. Make sure that business they've had for a while. You know, red flags is somebody that you can't find on the medical board easily, somebody who moves offices multiple times. Now, mind you, there are individuals that will rent out an office. They'll have, so we might see surgeons do this, where they do their main work at a hospital or a couple hospitals, and they're very, very consistent there. But they may see patients for follow-up. Rather than paying for their own office, they may rent space in some other doctor's offices. That's not that concerning. But when you have a doctor that doesn't even stay at the same hospital, then that is a red flag. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So some of you have shown me some of the prices of things going up. I had mentioned that when I was trying to buy cat food, it was really getting ridiculous. It was so expensive, almost double or triple the price, that I didn't understand how inflation was only 8% or 6%, or because I'm paying double for things. And many of you had shown me things that you echoed, that it is more expensive. One piece of advice I want to give you then, if you're seeing what I'm seeing, is switch stores. I think a lot of us, and I know this is going to sound obvious, but we do it. When I want to buy something, I go online to Amazon. And then I'll buy what I usually buy, refill, whatever, reorder, but then something super expensive. And then I think to myself, do I want to move my butt out of the house, go shopping at a Walmart or Target to get it cheaper, or should I just pay the higher price? Because I have one of those extensions that tells you it's cheaper elsewhere. But for the convenience of, you know what, it gets delivered, fine, I don't care. The problem is when something is twice or three times the price, I do care. So I just don't buy it. Well, you got to buy cat food. You got to buy things. You have to. So it's a struggle. Now, is Walmart and Target as cheap as it could be? Well, Walmart got some good news because they apparently made money per share. They've made profits, and their low price, you know, customer grabbers are bringing people in. Target has a different story. Target's CEO is warning that the rising crime and retail theft is hitting profits. They're trying to keep the stores open, but the theft is really hurting them. They say worsening shrink rates are putting significant pressure on our financial results. That's according to CEO Brian Cornell. He told analysts on an earnings call, adding that when products are stolen, simply put, they're no longer available for our guests to depend on them. During the last fiscal year, the company of Target faced $750 million in losses due to shrink. Shrink is another nice term for theft. Loss of inventory due to the circumstances, including theft. Violent incidences are increasing at Target, they say. So to mitigate it, Target has engaged a variety of mitigation efforts, which begin with significant resource investments to protect our team and our guests. The company is also installing features to protect merchandise and adjust its assortment in affected stores. What that means is all this plastic and stuff being locked up. Fascinatingly, toothpaste is a biggie. People are always stealing toothpaste. I noticed that when I went to a Walgreens and I was waiting for a flu shot, we saw some things boxed up, some not, some behind plastic lock and key, and toothpaste were biggie. And my husband asked, you know, why toothpaste? You have more expensive stuff here. They say toothpaste gets stolen, probably because it's easy to grab the box, stick it in a pocket or jacket, and go. Well, toothpaste costs money. And have you noticed how the cost of toothpaste is going up? Well, that's what ends up happening. When people steal it, customers have to pay. Cornell said this is an issue that can't be solved by a single retailer, which is why the company is actively collaborating with legislators, law enforcement, retail industry partners to advocate for public policy solutions so that organized retail crime... Oh, well, they didn't finish the sentence. So they said the company doesn't want to close stores because they say it's going to hurt the communities that rely on them as well as the employees. But things now are being locked. You see the locks. You see the plastic. Razors are getting stolen. Makeup. And this is what really stinks is I've gone into these stores since these thefts, and things are getting more expensive. And it's if nobody's going to prosecute you used to get in big trouble shoplifting. I think I interviewed a medical student years ago who had a criminal record because he stole a candy bar. And the school, I think, decided to accept him because he was hungry, he was young. I think he was a teenager, so I'm not sure if it was on his adult record or not because he was a teenager. But he had shoplifted, and I remember what a big deal that was. You know, does he get a chance to become a physician because he stole a candy bar or I don't remember all the details, but something like that was so significant years ago for a person's hiring history. Now we just don't have time to prosecute. So people can steal. They can. Is it really that big a deal? Well, it is a big deal when inflation goes up. I said this time and time again. When inflation started, I say if you want to control inflation, control crime. Because if people are stealing or breaking windows or doing graffiti, and insurance rates go up, and it's gonna cost money. Who was it? Was it Cynthia Nixon who said it's okay if somebody steals from the company because they need to feed their family and the company has insurance? I don't know if you've ever filed a claim with insurance, but the rates spike and they spike badly, or the insurance will drop you. Why? Remember, they're not in the business of paying, they're in the business of collecting. So if they have to pay out, yeah, they're probably not going to keep you if you have a store in an area that gets stolen from. So now those rates are high, what does a company do? They have to pass that rate on to the consumer. So individuals who have lower income that need these stores get screwed. That's how the system works. You think it's just somebody stealing toothpaste because they need to brush their teeth. And I get that. That's why I love dentists who give it out. And there's, you know, Crest gives out a lot of samples. I think that's very, very cool. Free toothpaste is really cool. I like free toothpaste. But when you see individuals stealing Gucci purses, you know, that's a problem. And it's and the funny thing is we went from stealing being bad and you feeling guilty about it to, I got this stuff for free. People getting stuff for free is a high. It's addictive. When you steal and you get something for nothing and you didn't have to pay, it's almost like gambling. It's that same euphoria. That's why shoplifting very easily turns into bigger crimes. Well, if I got away with this, what if I did this? What if I did this? And there are career criminals. There are individuals who have, throughout this pandemic, figured out ways to make money without actually working. So we have a problem. So I don't want to see these stores raise their prices. They say more Americans are now struggling to make ends meet now. 40% of households can't pay expenses. They can't pay their bills. Now, their rent has gone up since the old eviction moratorium and all that stuff happened. And people have said as soon as that ended, everybody's rent went up because the landlords needed to make back what they lost. Some people wrecked the place. They weren't paying. They're like, sue me. I have no money. What are you going to do? Sue me. There was really no legal recourse. So a lot of these landlords decided to take it out on the paying customers. So rent prices went up. People have high mortgage rates now. But then on top of that, gas, things are more expensive. So we are now at the 40% of households cannot cover their expenses. This latest study found more than half of 50 states were actually above the 40% marker. And more Americans than ever are relying on credit cards to get by. I spoke about that during the Great Recession. The only reason why we weren't in a depression those years was because people could use credit cards. And they could use government funding. Other than that, we would have been in a depression as well. This was the Household Pulse Survey. It was a 20-minute online survey studying how the coronavirus pandemic and other emergent issues impacted households across the country. So, what next? I mean, it should be better by now. Why isn't it better? Well, because things cost too much. And you could keep saying, well, people need to make more. People need to make more. The average job is not giving people six figures. The average job can't afford six figures. If they have to, they have to raise their prices more. I'm hearing are saying their $6 haircut is now up to $25. $25 for a five-minute shave. That's ridiculous. It's getting too expensive. And if you want something cheap, you buy it from China. We can't rely on China for cheap things. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update.
Mr. Chairman, the first few minutes
of a House oversight panel hearing today in which three FBI whistleblowers are saying the FBI unfairly targeted conservatives.
To be blunt, the leadership of the FBI and the DOJ are corrupt.
That's Wyoming Republican Harriet Hageman. Democrats on the panel say Republicans just want to disable and eventually dismantle the FBI. The Supreme Court says Twitter's hosting of terror-related content does not make it liable for aiding terrorist attacks. The ruling could have a major effect on claims by critics that social media platforms should be held accountable. Number of us filing for unemployment checks down this week by about 20,000 from last week. The Wall Street Journal reports ESPN is working on a standalone streaming service for all of its channels, bypassing cable, satellite, and the streaming services. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, interestingly, we are being told that some women are choosing to be sterilized because of the abortion issue. There was a 25-year-old Karen Neals being reported by WBAY and CNN, where she opted 6 months ago to be sterilized. Danny Marietti, also 25, decided to celebrate her sterilization last July. She even had a picnic, they said, complete with commemorative cookies. Maria Marsh had her tubes tied as a 28th birthday present to herself in January. Now, all three have known for a long time they didn't want children. But they said after Roe v. Wade was overturned, they decided to get sterilized. They said, I knew that the only way I could really protect myself is to go ahead and get the surgery. Now, wasn't the Roe v. Wade issue in August? Let me just look up the date. Because if they did this last summer, last July, let me see. No, June 24th. Okay. So, Marsh said, I knew the only way I could really protect myself is to go in and get the surgery. She's an admissions officer at Indiana University, has a neuromuscular disease that can make pregnancy risky. Marsh said the ongoing legal data over mifepristone makes her even more grateful she got sterilized. There's this legal challenge to the drug, one of the two medicines used in medication abortion, and there's been debate on how easy it should be given over the counter and pharmacists dispensing it, and what if a pharmacist feels it's against their rights to do that, or it's against their religious rights. I said this could be very simply done just in the doctor's office. Now, somebody wants this, is keep everybody out of it. Keep the doctor could administer the medicine, could hand it to them, write it for them, give it to them. Keep the pharmacy out of it. Keep taxpayers out of it. Keep the government out of it. And that pleases, I think, both sides. But unfortunately, everybody gets dragged into this, and now we have women choosing, well, I'll just get sterile. So Dr. Leah Tatum is an obstetrician gynecologist in Austin, Texas. She says their concerns are, what if medical abortions are no longer accessible? What if their reproductive rights are restricted even further, she says. She said, as judges have been quote-unquote chipping away at abortion rights, I have definitely seen an increase in the request for sterilization. I see about three times the consults for sterilization as I used to. They say women are securing their choice as some options for choosing a life without children are being taken away. Now, this is being reported by CNN and WBAY. This is, I'm confused. Again, by where we are with this. And mind you, having had a family member who was raped and sadly got pregnant from that and got an abortion in my distant family with that, I see all sides of this. I see the fetus as a life. I see how a person gang raped may not want to carry that pregnancy and be traumatized anymore. Totally understand saving the life of a woman. But what I don't understand is, with everything we have and everything we're paying for, all the birth control covered on Obamacare, all the different types of birth control, all the condoms, we have close to a million unplanned pregnancies a year. And I don't think sterilization is the answer. Now, for me, dodging bullets was, if I had made a choice of, having sex without wanting to have a baby from that, it took planning. It's not fun to plan. It's not exciting to plan. But there are consequences to sex. You also have to plan STDs. As a physician, when I hear we have a million abortions being done on average a year, that to me implies we're having at least a million intercourses without a condom, which also means we're having STI spread. Now, all the topics and all the focus is on, well, it's Roe v. Wade. Which, again, is a little convoluted because the average person does not want the government involved in a person's reproductive choice. And that's what the Roe v. Wade overturn did. It said, the government's out. We're not allowed to be involved. We're not allowed to ban it. We're not allowed to condone it. We stay out. So the states who were already fumbling around saying, well, we have to do it, but we could decide which week, it's back at the states. But the feds are now out. It's going to take another law for the states to go, we're out. Just between you and your doctor. Which isn't a bad idea, except for those who want state funding or government funding. So that's why it's still a little tricky. But again, this could be solved by just making it a medical procedure. The person has to be in with the doctor. Because mind you, if a person got pregnant, they do have to get STD testing. Because if they obviously got pregnant, they obviously had unprotected sex. They need to see a medical provider anyway. Have it between them and their medical provider, and then you could keep everybody else out of their business. and you don't have to bring everybody else into it. Now your neighbor has nothing to say because they don't pay for it. They're not involved. Your local pharmacy has nothing to say because they're not involved. But we've dragged everybody into it, so now it's this big problem. So my concern is why aren't we concentrating on why we have all these unprotected pregnancies happening and unprotected sex happening? We have a surge of STIs, and they say STIs are just exploding. Did all of a sudden we not like condoms? Now, I looked it up. Condoms are getting expensive. They're averaging $1 a condom. Is that the problem? I mean, we have government money for free condoms. Our Obamacare prices all went up because we covered free birth control. Why are we still having so many unwanted pregnancies? Are we not telling people to use condoms anymore? What's going on here? Now, mind you, I know birth control still has that 2% or 3% chance. I get that. Not all birth control works on everybody. But then why aren't we investigating that? Is there a chance that most of these women were on birth control and the birth control is not working? Everybody just wants to talk about Roe v. Wade and states and bans and all that. Why aren't we actually addressing the situation? Why are so many women finding themselves being forced to make a decision between keeping a baby or not? Why aren't we preventing the pregnancy to begin with? You're not going to limit sex. People are going to want to have sex. That's just what they do. And just because somebody gets pregnant doesn't mean they have to marry the person. People have changed their attitudes about that. And if people can't afford and they're already living paycheck to paycheck, they probably don't want to try and have a baby and afford that too. But we sure are not, we're sidestepping the elephant in the room on how do we prevent all these unwanted pregnancies. You know, my having a hysterectomy is kind of nice because now I don't have to worry about getting pregnant, even though I'm of the age where I probably wouldn't have gotten pregnant anyway. Maybe, but still. But if I ever became single, I still have to use protection so I don't get STIs. All sex should be protected. Unless you're in a monogamous relationship where you don't mind if something happens, a pregnancy, an STI. I don't think that's the message we're getting across. The only message we're talking about is Roe v. Wade, Roe v. Wade, Roe v. Wade. So it's a cluster and a half. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we are being told that 1 in 20 American workers are not using marijuana, but they are high while they're at work. This is an analysis of more than 6 million urine tests from Quest Diagnostics. Quest Diagnostics is one of the biggest networks of diagnostic labs in the world. And they looked at 2022, and they found that nearly 1 in 20 workers tested positive for cannabis. Now, does that mean they're high, or does it mean it's just in their system? They said that was up more than 10% from the previous year, when only 4% of tests came back positive. The industries with the most marijuana users were food service and hospitality. Next came retail trade. So Keith Ward, General Manager and Vice President for Employer Solutions at Quest Diagnostics, said our 2022 Quest Diagnostics analysis shows that the overall U.S. workforce positivity rate continued to be at historically elevated level in 2022, even as much of the nation's workforce returned to the office post-pandemic. The historic rise, he says, seems to correspond with sharp increases in positivity for marijuana in both pre-employment and post-accident drug tests. Now, the post-accident drug tests, that to me is even more damning data, suggesting that changing societal attitudes about marijuana may be impacting workplace behaviors and putting colleagues at risk. They say rates at which people use marijuana have spiked 54% across industries over the past 5 years, from a rate of 2.8% of workers testing positive for the drug in 2018 to 4.3% in 2022, the largest marijuana positivity rate since 1997. They say this rate was received from 6.3 million urine tests that were conducted in the workforce and analyzed by Quest Diagnostics, showing that people working in both food service and accommodations industries, as well as retailer, had the highest use. THC, the psychoactive chemical in marijuana, that could be in your system for about a month. So my concern is when they say, well, a positive drug test, they were high, I don't think it necessarily means they were high, because you could have traces of that for a month. But I have spoken about how I think many of our workplace injuries or contaminations or food poisonings could be related to people on marijuana. We remember when COVID hit, which industry was essential? Well, hospitals were. Food, not all restaurants could be open, not all bars, but some food places like fast food could be open, drive-thru. Liquor stores and cannabis stores. Cannabis, you could still get marijuana. So if somebody was in their house and they were bored out of their mind and they were making an extra $600 a week on top of unemployment, they got high. A lot of people who never used marijuana started using that. And the longer you're out of work and using it, the more you're used to it. Now you're anxious about going back to work. In 2022, 6.4% of people working in the transportation and warehousing industries used marijuana. Now, you are not allowed to get a CDL while using marijuana or having marijuana in your system. So that's one of the reasons why we had a driver shortage. When we tried to open back up after the pandemic, individuals were not going to go into trucking or a driving sort of field because you would have to get a commercial driver's license and you wouldn't pass because you'd have to get a drug test. So I voted to legalize marijuana. I told you all that. One is I wanted the police freed up. Two is I wanted us to be able to study it to see what medical applications were. Number three was because of all the changes with pain medication, I wanted individuals with neuropathy, spinal stenosis to be able to get some pain control if they found it. What I didn't want is it to be so omnipresent and used ubiquitously throughout everybody's schools and all, where we had such high dropout rates and poor work ethic. You know, in the olden days, if you had to show up to work and you stressed a little about it, like, I don't want to get fired. Well, people didn't get, they're like, it's okay, no big deal. So what if we get fired? I'll just get another job. There's other people hiring. Well, so, you know, you need to have that little bit of stress. And if you're too calm, you know, oh, I got to make sure my hands are clean. I have to make sure the customer doesn't get any bacteria in this. We need to clean this down. You need to be a little assertive. I don't want to say obsessive, but assertive with your cleanliness techniques. If you're on marijuana going, it's all good. It's all good. Lay low. Don't worry. Be happy. Then you know, we're going to have things slip through. 21 states and Washington, D.C. have legalized marijuana for recreational use in addition to medicinal use, according to Daily Mail. Nearly all allow a medical application for it. In states where marijuana is legal for recreational use, they saw the steepest increases in test positivity rates. In states with legal recreational weed, positivity rates increased nearly 12% from 2021 to 2022. In states where the drug is only legal for medicinal purposes, the increase was about 8%. In states where neither recreational nor medical marijuana was legal, the positivity rate still increased more than 3% over the year and nearly 15% over 5 years. Keep in mind, even when states where it's not legal, I don't know how overwhelmed their police are, and if many cops in many areas are not able to prosecute shoplifters, I don't know how big a deal they're going to be using for the marijuana users. But here's my problem with this. Seeing marijuana become so popular, I fear a few things. One is we do see medical complications from marijuana, especially the nausea. People are calling, I have nausea. I can't get rid of this nausea. I need medicine for my nausea. I go, do you use marijuana? Yes, but it helps. How often are you using it every day? It's probably the marijuana. And you get something like a cannabis hyperemesis syndrome where you could be throwing up violently. So many people said, oh, I have the stomach flu. Do you have a fever? No. Do you have diarrhea? No. But I'm vomiting. How much marijuana do you use? Oh, just every day. Well, that's cumulative. It adds up. You could say, you know what, I smoked less today. Why am I more nauseous today? Well, because it adds up. It's cumulative. We're also seeing psychosis. We're seeing other issues. But I'm worried about the fentanyl lacing. Cartels are watching all this. They're reading. They're studying us. And they see that we like our pot. So we're starting to see other things lace into it. Plus, it's a huge market. Once you start, it's hard to stop. And many people don't necessarily want to buy the edibles or the expensive, and boy, are those expensive. They want to get the cheaper stuff off the street. In 2022, post-accident marijuana positivity of urine drug tests was at 7.3%, an increase of 9% from 6.7% in 2021. Now, I do exams for the state for people with disabilities or accidents, workplace accidents, and some of these individuals got hurt because of their coworker. Their coworker did something dumb. Spilled and didn't clean up the spill. Didn't tighten the valve right or over-tighten the valve. Didn't do their safety checks. Let go of their side of the pallet or whatever. Ran over a coworker's foot. You can't be high or under the influence when you're at work. It hurts other individuals. 1-877 Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.